KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's clear and 23 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny here today with a high around 65. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of news brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. In area news, the Audubon Police Department reported yesterday that five Western Iowa residents had been arrested Wednesday on numerous drug charges. Police Chief David Simonson said the arrests stem from an investigation into alleged drug activity and the execution of a search warrant at a residence in Audubon. Among those taken into custody Wednesday was 25-year-old Nina Gross of Audubon, who was charged with possession of marijuana, gathering where drugs are used marijuana, and gathering where drugs are used methamphetamine. 28-year-old Anthony Bruns of Manning was charged with possession of marijuana, gathering where drugs are used methamphetamine, failure to affix the drug tax stamp, possession of methamphetamine, and knowingly keeping a dwelling for the purpose of using a controlled substance. 38-year-old Chad Darrow of Denison was charged with gathering where drugs are used, meth, and possession of meth. 36-year-old Michael Stespin of Defiance was charged with possession of marijuana, third or subsequent offense, possession of methamphetamine, subsequent offense, and gathering where drugs are used, methamphetamine. And finally, 31-year-old Nicholas Schwen of Denison was charged with possession of marijuana, possession of meth, and gathering where drugs are used, methamphetamine. All five subjects were booked into the Audubon County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. The Audubon Police Department was assisted in their investigation by the County Attorney's Office and deputies with the Audubon County Sheriff's Department. News time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-265. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
State officials on Thursday approved awards to a host of planned or proposed projects that could create nearly 600 new jobs across Iowa. Debbie Durham, director of the Iowa Economic Development Authority, said the board approved $40,000 in direct financial assistance, plus tax incentives to help Link Snacks Incorporated expand their operations in Underwood. The meat snack manufacturer plans to establish a second distribution center in Iowa. The company's other center is in Lorenz.
That's a $9.4 million capital investment, creation of 131 jobs. You know, really our investment in this and our partnership was pretty small.
The largest award of $1.8 million in direct financial assistance plus tax incentives will help South Korean-based company CJ Corporation build an amino acids plant in Fort Dodge. Amino acids are used in feed additives for livestock. The Fort Dodge project is expected to create 180 jobs. The Iowa Economic Development Authority Board also improved tax incentives to help Cedar River Poultry in Charles City upgrade its plant to meet USDA specifications. That'll create 140 jobs, or expected to anyway. And the board awarded incentives to other projects located in Des Moines, Coralville, Urbandale, Davenport, and Independence. The parent company of American Republic has told employees based in Des Moines and Omaha that it's getting out of the individual major medical insurance business. 110 positions will be eliminated over the next 3 years, including 40 jobs in Des Moines and 70 in Omaha. The president and CEO of American Enterprise Group, American Republic's insurance or parent company, says the move is the result of regulations from the health care overhaul bill. The company employs 330 people in Des Moines and has its headquarters downtown. It insures only about 700 Iowa residents who buy their insurance, but has about 35,000 customers nationwide. American Enterprise will continue to sell other insurance products, such as accident, basic medical expense, critical illness, dental, and long-term care. Officials of the Harlan Police Department said yesterday that two persons were arrested and two accidents were investigated over the course of the past couple of weeks. In its report issued Thursday, the HPD said 33-year-old Robin Hensel of Harlan was arrested October 13th following a traffic stop on a charge of driving under suspension. Hensel pled guilty to the offense on Tuesday in Shelby County District Court and was ordered to pay a fine of $250. And 48-year-old Christina Hansen of Harlan was arrested October 15th following a traffic stop for driving under suspension, operating a non-registered vehicle, and for failure to prove security against liability. The Harlan police also report non-injury accidents occurred on October the 3rd and 5th, causing a total of $14,000 damage and resulting in two separate citations. Anita Dargy of Harlan was cited for failure to come to a complete stop in an assured clear distance following an accident October 3rd in the 1,000 block of Chatburn Avenue. During the accident, Dargy's vehicle rear-ended one driven by Adam Pfeiffer of Harlan as he was about to turn into a bowling alley driveway. And Caitlin Laidoff of Templeton was cited October 5th for failure to yield to a vehicle on her right following an accident in 9th and Laurel Streets in Harlan. Her vehicle collided with one driven by Peggy Aaronholtz of Manila at an uncontrolled intersection. The impact spun Laidoff's car around 180 degrees. And a special agent with the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation provided a few more details on Thursday about Wednesday's arrest of a Mills County man who is charged in connection with the death of his infant son this summer. Terry Closter says the 35-year-old Jason Curtis of Glenwood called 911 on July the 14th to report his son wasn't breathing.
Glenwood Fire and Rescue arrived at the residence, found Mr. Curtis's five-month-old son, Jackson Curtis, non-responsive. Jackson was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs and was pronounced dead shortly after his arrival.
An autopsy was performed by the state medical examiner.
The cause of death was determined to be head trauma, and the manner was determined to be homicide.
Now, 3 months later, the boy's father is charged with three felonies, child endangerment, neglect of a dependent person, and willful injury.
Charging decisions are made with the consultation of the county attorney, and that was the situation in this case. It was discussion with the county attorney and the arrival of these charges.
Closter declined to say how the infant's injury was inflicted, noting that the case is still an active investigation. Jason Curtis appeared in court Thursday morning. His bond was set at $25,000. News time is 7:14.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
And in our funeral announcements, Shirley Wilson, age 96, of Oakland, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Shirley Wilson will be today at 10:30 at the Oaklawn Christian Church in Oakland. Recon Beath Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Robert Pigsley, age 64, who's formerly of Anita, died Sunday in Des Moines. Graveside services for Robert Pigsley will be at noon today in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Dixie Goodner, age 85, of Harlan, died October the 12th in Wisconsin. A massive Christian burial service for Dixie Goodner will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Ralph Chiz Jones, age 94, of Audubon, died Monday in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Chiz Jones will be held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And Wilbur Hoskins, age 83, of Nevinville, died Thursday in Winterset. Funeral services for Wilbur Hoskins are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.